Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Billy Pierce. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Landrum. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting seventh. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davenport hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields it and throws to second for the out. Banks moves to third. One out. L. Tapp batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to home to get Banks. Brock moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Haller for a passed ball. Brock moves to third. Tapp moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Haller hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pierce bunts towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Pagan moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Cardwell takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hubs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubs hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Banks reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Landrum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Tapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Banks moves to third. Brock moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Brock scores. Tap moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cardwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to third for the out. Rogers moves to second. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Rogers moves to third. Cardwell moves to second. Ken Hubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landrum is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pierce is 0-for-0 in the game. Pierce strikes out. One out. Chuck Hiller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Landrum who is chasing the ball. Keene reaches third base with a triple. Haller goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Cubs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keene scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Tap and he is safe. Mays steals second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Tap and he is safe. Mays steals third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tap is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardwell hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brock. Davenport reaches second base with a double. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagan bunts towards the mound. Cardwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Haller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Haller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hiller is 0 for 3 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs misplays the ball. That's an error on Hubbs. Harvey Keene batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Keene takes first base on ball four. Hiller moves to second. Ernie Bowman pinch runs for Harvey Keene. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Matty Alou now playing left field. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tapp bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to second. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cardwell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Jim Davenport batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Jose Pagan. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Haller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.